Hidden cause number five, why you still have thyroid symptoms even though you're taking thyroid hormone or even though your lab numbers are normal. Well, hidden cause number five is elevated cortisol. Now, you may have heard about cortisol. Cortisol is a hormone made by your adrenal glands. Now, your adrenal glands sit on top of your kidneys, and they make a lot of hormones for you. They make aldosterone. They make cortisol. They even make a lot of androgens. They're very important, really important glands. Now, cortisol is one of the main thing that regulates your blood sugar. Now, it's not insulin, okay? Cortisol is the main thing that really regulates your blood sugar. When cortisol is released by your adrenal glands, it is accompanied by cytokines. Remember those guys from a couple posts ago? It's the cytokines in this scenario that are actually suppressing your pituitary and your hypothalamus's ability to make TSH, thyroid stimulating hormone. So follow me. Your adrenal glands make cortisol in response to stress. Now, but there's different kinds of stress. Anything that promotes inflammation, that causes inflammation, will make your adrenal glands, you know, pump out more cortisol. And as that cortisol comes out, those cytokines are going to come out with it. And that is what's going to suppress your pituitary in this cause. Now, the most common cause of this cause number five, is blood sugar problems, gut infections or infections you haven't been able to get rid of or don't know you have, and chronic stress. So let me say a couple words about each one of those. When you have a infection, right? The infection makes you. Let's go back. When you have a blood sugar problem, it means that your blood sugar is not regular. Your blood sugar is going up and down. When your blood sugar goes up and down, your cortisol levels are going to go up and down, and the cytokines are going to go up and down, and then we have this whole pituitary getting squashed and you not making enough thyroid hormones and you starting to feel bad. But see, there's two varieties of that blood sugar thing. Now, you don't have to be diabetic to have this. You can have a hypoglycemia or reactive hypoglycemia, which means your sugar drops between meals and you don't eat. And when you do eat the next time, you get these big surges of insulin, big surges of cortisol. See, it doesn't matter to your body whether you have low blood sugar or high blood sugar. It's not regular. So, for example, if you get shaky, lightheaded, or irritable in between meals and you have a thyroid problem, this could be one of the reasons why. Because that blood sugar going up and down, that fluctuation causes this fluctuation in cytokines and inflammation. Now, the second cause, so there's blood sugar, so you've got to eat correctly. The second thing that can cause this cortisol to come out of your adrenal glands is infection. Now, it's not necessarily like getting strep throat. We're talking about, many times, hidden GI infections that you have no idea you have because you may not have any GI symptoms. So there's a test that you can do that is a DNA PCR test of stool that is pretty definitive, in my opinion. In fact, it is definitive. And whether you've got a parasite, a fungus, or a yeast, or some sort of pathogen living in your gut that's driving, and that's the word I use, driving your adrenal glands to keep pumping out cortisol, which makes increased levels of cytokines, which suppresses your pituitary. Now, the third thing that can cause these adrenal glands to keep pumping out cortisol is psychological stress. Many people have multiple parts of their life that stress them. They feel bad. It's the classic stress response. So for those people, and this is part of what we do for my treatment program, is we have to teach them how to deal with their stress. Now, I'm not talking necessarily about being a therapist, but I'm talking about teaching you a very powerful but simple way of helping your body not have a stress response, but have a relaxing response. Because if whoever is taking care of you right now, if you're even under care, if they're not addressing this stress component, you're being underserved. I believe you're being underserved. Because if your stress levels are still high, your adrenal glands are still going to pump hard, cortisol levels are going to get high, cytokine levels are going to get high, and it's going to squash your pituitary. It's going to sabotage what you're trying to do. So that's hidden cause number five, which is suppression of your hypothalamus and your pituitary by cortisol.